Welcome to another program of Communication with George and Rita Galley.
Great changes are taking place right across our globe. These changes are reported in newspapers, on television, and in films. And the result? Our future looks very bleak. And the changes aren't good. Conformity is the buzzword, and Christians who dare to buck the culture aren't going to win any brownie points.
You might say, well, that depends on what you mean by the term conformist. But in your mind, come with me to the days of ancient Rome, the days when Caesar thought he was a god and acted like it, and bucking the system saw your body floating in the Tiber. When Rome was at the height of her power, there appeared a disturbing sect called Christians. They had the courage to be different, and God's Spirit empowered them to buck the tide of popularity and opinion as they reached out to win others to faith in Christ. And as a result, thousands died and faced wild beasts in the arena.
The Romans had the false notion that people could be controlled by their law. They made it illegal for anyone to be different. All had to bow to the will of Caesar. However, Christians dared to buck the system. They preached about Jesus, the Son of God, and that on his return to earth, all will bow the knee and recognize him as King of Kings and Lord of Lords. But back in those days, every knee was forced to bow to Caesar and worship him, or die.
In the Bible, Paul, a New Testament leader, said, "Don't be conformed to this world system, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind so that you may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God." And God's word goes on to say that Jesus Christ is coming back to earth to rule and reign. Jesus is the Creator God who loves us to the point of dying for us on the cross nearly 2,000 years ago. Now that is love.
World-famed evangelist Billy Graham made this statement. He said, "Times have changed, but human nature hasn't." How true. The pagan world is constantly trying to put its stamp of conformity on every follower of Jesus Christ. But the Apostle Paul urges Christians in all ages not to conform to this world system.
But you may ask, why not? Because a true Christian living a consistent, obedient life is a constant rebuke to those living by the standards of this world. Also, God's word says, "The soul that sins, it shall die." And that death speaks of eternal separation from God.
When Jesus Christ was here on earth, he warned, "If the world hates you, you know that it hated me before it hated you." The Bible warns us that conformity with the world leads to spiritual death or separation from God in eternity. Again, the Apostle Paul said, "Love not the world nor the things of the world."
Cross, Jesus died a horrible death so that the price of sin could be paid in full. Sin is so horrific that it took the death of his son to pay the price for our salvation. And that price is the most expensive thing in the universe. Only the blood of Jesus shed on that cross could take away our sin.
There is no love like the love of the Lord Jesus Christ. Jesus, God's only begotten Son, came to take the punishment we deserve. So right now, confess your sin and invite the Lord Jesus to come into your heart and life by faith.
For any information about the program that you've heard today, contact us on communicationradio.org.